This is Dr. Singham dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, last name is Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. Date of birth is May 22nd, 1955. Date of evaluation is 2-16-2024. Next paragraph. Referring provider is Dr. Jaleel, J-A-L-E-E-L. Chief Complaint Psychiatric Evaluation for Management of Depression and to assess his capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, HPI template, 68 years old male, period. This is a new referral to me, period. I reviewed patient's chart, hospital records, progress notes, current labs, current medication, allergies, vital signs, weight changes, and I discussed his condition with nursing staff. Here I also spoke to a patient's sister, Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, who lives in Virginia Beach, on phone. Here the patient was quite confused during my evaluation. He appears to have lost a lot of weight. Period. He did not know where he's at or what led to his coming here. He thought it's April 9th and he did not know who the current president is and seems to have very poor recall. Period. His chart indicates that he had hemiplegia affecting left dominant side, history of falls, pneumonia, COPD, encephalopathy, ST elevation, myocardial infarction, hypertension, alcohol use, cardiomyopathy, protein calorie malnutrition, dysphagia, acute respiratory failure, period. Patient did not respond to any questions to assess his mood, period. No reports of any delusions, hallucinations, period. He was admitted here on Effexor 37.5 milligram twice a day via PEG tube and duloxetine 60 milligram once a day, period. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's sister on phone who stated that prior to stroke, he was functioning fairly independently with a cane, period. She stated that he lost more than 20 pound weight since he had stroke, period. She acknowledged that he has a past history of alcohol use and cocaine use, and he had been to rehab programs in the past, period. She reported that he did suffer from depression post his mother passed away 2 years ago, period. Patient's ex-wife and daughter lives around here. Next paragraph, review of systems. General, no general complaints, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, unable to assess respiratory, denies any cough, shortness of breath, gastrointestinal. Back to feedings. Musculoskeletal, left side weakness, neurologic, unable to assess, endocrine, unable to assess. Hematology, lymphatic, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior history of suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, substance abuse history, alcohol, yes. Cannabinoid, no. Opioids, no. Stimulants, yes. Next paragraph, psychiatric social history, would you consider your upbringing average? Next paragraph, highest level of education, high school graduate, marital status, divorce, occupation, used to do construction work, but has a history of serving in Marine Corps. Social support, family, friends, current stressors, current medical issues, sources of history, patient chart, family, staff. Next paragraph under histories and habits. Under present, history of encephalopathy, comma, ST elevation, myocardial infarction, comma, hemiplegia affecting left noun, left dominant side, comma, acute kidney failure, comma, repeated falls, comma, gastrostomy, comma, pneumonia, comma, COPD, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, alcohol use, cardiomyopathy, protein calorie malnutrition, aphasia, acute and subacute hepatic failure, next paragraph, medications under current medication, effects are 37.5 milligram twice a day. Please add it to current medication. Number two, duloxetine 60 milligram once a day. Add that to current medications. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 134 over 76, pulse 90, respiration 15. Next paragraph, general malnourished, grooming, poor, body build, thin, cachectic, nutrition, malnourished, eye contact, poor, level of consciousness, alert. Next paragraph, demeanor, calm, orientation to self, only, attention, concentration, poor, judgment, poor, insight, poor, impulse control, intact, speech, poverty of speech and paucity. Next paragraph, thought processes, not very spontaneous, flight of ideas, none, suicidal ideation denied, homicidal ideation denied, memory, immediate, moderately impaired, memory recent, moderately impaired, fund of knowledge poor, abstract thinking, concrete, mood, dysphoric effect, constricted, delirium absent. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continue Effexor as prescribed, here discontinue duloxetine, here no indications for using two SNRIs. May consider Remeron in future to stimulate appetite and improve mood. Next paragraph, number two. encephalopathy, G93.40. Plans ongoing follow-up with the primary care physician. Next paragraph under disposition. Check, recommend clinical non-pharmacological interventions. Check, document any symptoms of depression. And check RVB of Effexor. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 90792. This is the end of dictation.